So close. So very close. The chosen one was almost guaranteed a free pass through the pearly gates. No less an authority on such ecumenical matters than Pat Robertson, the worldly conduit for the Lord's intentions, fretted that Trump's unleashing of the heretic Turks on the Christian Kurds might just close the door on celestial entry for the president. Cavorting with porn stars, hush money cover-ups, illegal business ventures, chronic lying, political smears, infidelity in marriages, none of that mattered to the Lord God Almighty or Pat Robertson. No, the evacuation from Syria was a red line, a bridge too far. Call it what you want. God's not happy with the Donald. God is righteously pissed off. And that go directly to heaven card? Forget about it. There are plenty of Republicans who feel exactly the same way. I know. Hard to believe their boy can do something so egregious they will risk their careers questioning it. Nothing up to now has evinced even a mouse squeak from these courageous legislators. Obstruction of justice, collaborating with foreign governments to win an election, emoluments, tax fraud, hush money payments, sex scandals, extortion of military aid to Ukraine for an investigation into Biden's son, nothing to see here. All fake news. And even if it were true, Biden might have done something similar, maybe, back when. And why don't we investigate that instead? God loves the Kurds. We probably should too, since they fought the war we were unwilling to fight. Trouble is, the Kurds hate the Turks as much as the Turks hate them. Which means diplomacy of the highest order is required. Nothing new there in the promised land of the Middle East, a minefield for any and all, but not exactly a strength of our current president. One phone call from his pal Erdogan and next day we're pulling out of Syria. Let the chips fall where they may. No need to consult the military. No need to get advice from European allies. No point talking to senators. Trump isn't big on loyalties. Not to allies, not to surrogate fighters, not to his wives, not to those sycophants that hang around him. Pay attention, Rudy. Maybe he doesn't hear the doors of paradise closing on hinges of gold. Or maybe he figures an eternity in Trump Tower would be even better than sharing glory with Jehovah. Only room for one big guy where Trump comes from, and that guy is Trump. Heaven will just have to take a back seat.